are gathered because this is an unusual event in Montana. There is some forces from outside of Montana that would like to tell us how to run our government. In fact, there's a big shot from New York City.
New York City!
That I don't believe has ever been to Montana. I'm pretty sure he's never read our Constitution.
This November, voters across the West are considering initiatives backed by people who say they want to strengthen private property rights. The proposals are similar because they're part of a coordinated effort by libertarian and small government groups. Several of the measures have been challenged in court.
In Montana, a judge said backers gathered signatures illegally, and the proposal was kicked off the ballot.
Public Broadcasting's David Brancaccio.
Next week, we'll be back in Montana to take a look at the influence of conservative activists on politics there.
The initiative got on the Idaho ballot with money from small government groups, more than $330,000, according to the most recent campaign finance reports. Those same groups, the Fund for Democracy, America at its Best, and Americans for Limited Government, have spent millions supporting the initiatives in the West.
Now, from Americans for Limited Government, here's Common Sense with Paul Jacob.
Admittedly, I talk a lot about term limits. I'm a big fan, and the doggone subject just won't go away. Just the other day, I was minding my own business going to a forum at the Cato Institute on Stephen Slavinsky's new book, Buck Wild, How the Republicans Broke the Bank and Became the Party of Big Government.
This November, voters across the West are considering initiatives backed by people who say they want to strengthen private property rights. The proposals are similar because they're part of a coordinated effort by libertarian and small government groups. Several of the measures have been challenged in court.
In Montana, a judge said backers gathered signatures illegally, and the proposal was kicked off the ballot. In Nevada, the proposal was trimmed down significantly. Initiatives in California, Washington, Arizona, and Idaho will be on the ballot.
What if professional football was run by professional politicians?
Smith returns at fullback.
Yeah, it's his 38th season. He fumbles a lot, but always collects his paycheck.
Well, that's what makes the game great. Zero competition.
Football's not like that, but Oregon's legislature is.
The court challenge focused on the signature-gathering process supporters used for Constitutional Initiative 97, Constitutional Initiative 98, and Initiative 154.
This just in, Oregonians may be surprised to learn there is an effort underway by 50 lobbyists in Salem to oppose restoration of a voter-approved term limits measure. It all started when Oregon's veteran tobacco lobbyist Mark Nelson sent out a call to dozens of his lobbyist friends. The Eugene Register Guard reported that Nelson has received indications from 50 other lobbyists that they would help. 50 lobbyists against term limits. That spells flat. Word inside political circles is that Flat will spend $1 million against the citizens of Oregon, against term limits for career politicians. 50 lobbyists don't care.
And next week, we'll be looking at what else that you might be voting on this November. Many states allow ballot initiatives as a way for voters to decide local concerns. But a now investigation has found that many initiatives to limit state spending are getting big-time cash supplied by a handful of wealthy out-of-state conservatives. So just how local are they? We will follow the money.
There's not really a grassroots call for this.
Americans for Limited Government keeps the names of donors secret, but the group's chairman, New York real estate developer Howard Rich, has long been a supporter of efforts to reduce the size of government.
Okay, I'll give you one quick and dirty sound bite, so why don't you press the button?
Okay, go.
Yes, I'm happy to support local activists working to protect property rights in a whole bunch of states. These are very important measures. They stop eminent domain abuse, and they stop bureaucrats and special interests from plowing over people's rights.
In fact, there's a big shot from New York City.
New York, ready!